Hello, everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Show with Kyle and
Orion.
Hey, we're very good at podcasting.
We're professionals
because we're the only ones on the internet.
Yeah,
this is the only, show on the internet. Yeah, it's pretty good. You've done well to select it.
Yes.
All right, we're off to a good start. So, Orion.
Yeah.
Remember last week?
Oh, yeah.
That was some week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. Mad ball is
remember
life.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, man. That was that was a week, too, you know?
Yeah, it was.
2 weeks ago, somebody asked us, what's with religion? Why does it keep happening?
Yeah.
I don't get it. There shouldn't be any more wizards. It's 2011. We should be done with that.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, duh, us too. We
high
don't
five.
Get it either. Yeah. High five, bro. And so we kind of tried we discussed it. We discussed why maybe religion is still around.
Mm-hmm.
We are atheists,
mm-hmm.
which is a horrible, horrible version of human beings.
Kyle's the hardcore atheist. I'm the softcore atheist.
Yeah, Orion's spiritual. He cries when he sees flocks of birds. He stops his car and just contemplates. He takes all of his clothes off and he contemplates leaving society to live with the birds. But I, on the other hand, just see birds and I go, why are you in the road?
What get out wrong? Of my way.
Get out of the road. I'm trying to go home. I'm tired. I want to masturbate and take a nap. Could you please just, if you're not going to jerk me off, get out of the road.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying?
Oh, yeah. Last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 2 weeks ago, we tried to explain why religion might still be around.
Yeah.
And it may not have come off as terribly flattering. And then in the forums after that, we got some comments from a couple of listeners, Marleykins and Gary specifically,
mm-hmm.
about what they believe and why they believe it. And I addressed that on the show last week.
Yeah.
And again, probably not terribly flattering. Mostly just consisted of me calling them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain why they were nuts. I didn't just say, you're fucking nuts, crazies. But I did say, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And then after last week's episode, I think Marley hates me.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything from Gary, but Marley hates me. Marley, she got into the forums and she said, let's see, where did it start? She says, I think the religious discussions on the podcast have gotten beaten to the ground and the same stuff is being said over and over. And yet, to a certain extent, I kind of agree with that, which is, I sort of mentioned last week, that's kind of why we sort of dropped the religious stuff.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I felt like I was repeating myself, you know.
Just rambling on.
It was getting old. People were starting to complain and they were mostly complaining about the repeating myself, you know. Not the content so much as mm-hmm. just the repeat of content.
Exactly.
But it was brought up, so I talked about it.
Yeah.
She says, my family didn't raise me religiously, which was a thing she said last week that didn't really make sense. She said she wasn't brought up with religious concepts, and then she said she went to church in middle school, which was a little confusing.
Yeah.
I didn't accuse her of being a liar. In fact, I specifically, I think, said, you know, I'm not accusing you of being a liar.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. And she clarifies here. She says, my friend went, and I decided to just go with her. So a friend invited her.
Yeah.
And, well, I assume a friend invited her. She didn't actually say that. I guess she could have invited herself, but I'm assuming her friend invited her. And she says, I can't really hear anything this creator says. It's more of a feeling that I can't explain. Because last week she was talking about how she has a spiritual relationship with the creator, and I was trying to figure out what the fuck that means.
Feeling is believing, yeah.
Because if you're not talking to the creator, if you are talking to the creator, you're nuts. And if you're not talking to the creator, what does it mean?
Yeah.
So she says it's more of a feeling that she can't explain, so I still don't know what it means. She says, I was giving an explanation of my beliefs just to give my opinion in response to what was said. I didn't really expect anyone to respond. I don't really appreciate your bashing me for my views. I never bashed yours. I think I'm going to have to skip over any religious discussions on any future episodes because I feel it's no longer just educated debates or whatever, and it's just religious bashing where you accuse anyone who holds beliefs of being batshit crazy. I'm not sure I ever would have claimed to be having educated debates because most of my debates, if they can be called that, consist of me calling people nuts.
Yeah.
I do explain why, but I don't think that's how a debate's supposed to go.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you're supposed to yell at the other person and tell them they're nuts. Maybe I've never been on a debate team. Maybe that's how they go. I don't know.
You never know.
But I can kind of agree that those aren't really educated debates.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's just bashing either. Like I try to present reason behind why I feel the way I do. It's not like if some fat person posted in the forums and I was like, "You fatty fat fuck, fat fat ass fat asshole. I hate you for being fat. Why don't you stop eating Twinkies, you fat fuck?"
Yes, and oh, by the way, you're fat.
And then if they were like, "Why do you hate fat people?" I was just like, "Shut up, fatty." You know, it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's I try to give reasons for why I think you're crazy, and I think they all hold up.
Yeah.
So to this, I responded. I'm just going to go ahead and read the forum. So fair warning to anyone who doesn't like it when I read the forums. I responded. I said, "For what it's worth, which may not be much, allow me to explain my frustration. For me, it's like repeatedly explaining to someone why 2 + 2 = 4, only to have them come back later and tell me, you know what? I really think it's 5. Actually, it's worse than that. That could actually be interesting if they could come up with some evidence that was at least compelling enough to make me reevaluate my position." And this is me editorializing now, but I could see, like, how interesting a conversation would it be if somebody said, "I think 2 + 2 = 5, and then they could come up with a reason that at least on the surface made you think they might be onto something?
Oh, man.
That would be a really interesting discussion.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, but I'm back to the forum now. Where did I leave off? Instead, it's like being told, "It just feels like 5, you know? What am I supposed to do with that? It makes me want to facepalm hard enough to break my damned hand. I'm not sure what you expected. You say you didn't expect a response, but you posted your beliefs in a forum, which by its very nature is a place where people post things that are responded to. Given the nature and history of my responses to religious beliefs, I find it strange that you'd be surprised by what I had to say on the subject. While I do respect your right to believe whatever you want, I do not actually respect your beliefs. You believe crazy things, and I will not apologize for telling you so. On a lighter note, check out these sweet shades." That I posted a little emoticon with shades on.
Yeah.
So she responded back to that. She said, well, she responded to me and to Gavin. Gavin posted in the forums some stuff of his own. And she said, "I'm not sure how many times I have to say I wasn't raised religiously," which was mostly in response to Gavin because he brought that up again.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "My family / friends put no beliefs in my head or made me think that there had to be some creator or bigger meaning to why we were here. That I would say isn't entirely true. If your friend was going to church and you decided to go with your friend may not have been trying actively to indoctrinate you into the church, but your friend is the reason you got these beliefs in your head. If you claim that you had none before going to church with your friend is the reason you had some after that, you know?
Yeah.
That's where those ideas came from in the first place. Nothing. We didn't have those kinds of discussions. I went to church with my friend on a whim because I was curious and her youth group played fun games and went on trips. When I did go, I thought there was something to what they were saying, although I didn't buy into a lot of it." See, now that's pretty classic, you know, indoctrination. That's what happens. You know, that's how people get involved in this stuff if they're not already involved in it.
You don't get involved for the activities and the traveling, no.
They talked you into it.
Yes.
You nut. Anyway, what I believe now, I've come to believe by praying, feeling, all sorts of stuff I can't explain. It just is what it is. Has it occurred to you that if you hadn't gone to church on a whim, you wouldn't have been praying? Has that occurred to you? Because you wouldn't have.
Yeah, just the whole praying thing, yeah.
If the praying is necessary, you never would have come to it. And if the praying isn't necessary, then I'm not sure why you do it. Anyway, I don't care if anyone agrees with me or thinks I'm crazy. That's fine. What bothers me is how arrogant and somewhat rude you were when saying what you said, Kyle. I have my doubts. I am not sure I'm right. And I respect that you think I am crazy and wrong. I just don't appreciate you saying it in the manner you do. You come off as arrogant and high and mighty, and it's disrespectful, not towards my beliefs, but to me as a person. There's always a nice way to say things, and when you just bash people in a manner where basically you're just saying they're idiots, it's disrespectful. I'm sorry if you disagree, but that is my feeling on the matter. It's one thing to bash people you don't know or have never met, but I think once you start having a dialogue with an actual person you know something about, a dialogue as touchy as religion, you should at least be less rude in what you're saying, or just don't say anything at all. You're not going to get very far in a discussion if you're just bashing people. I completely disagree with that. The idea that if I'm having a discussion with someone I know, I should be nice, and if I'm having a discussion with someone I don't know, then it's okay
to
be an asshole. It's either okay both times, or it's not okay in either instance.
Yeah.
And just because I don't know, that's basically the mindset behind internet tough guys, you know?
Yeah.
People who get on the internet and talk shit all day because they're anonymous. Mm-hmm. And they say ridiculous things. Like, that's basically what that would be if I was bashing people because I didn't know them.
Yeah.
Let's see. That was the end of her thing. So then I responded again, and this is the last one. I said, you claim that you aren't sure that you're right, or your claim that you aren't sure that you're right would mean more to me if your explanation as to why you believe what you do consisted of more than some vague, tingly God feeling. The fact that you can't explain why you believe the things you do and seem content not to try, as though it just is what it is should be enough, is the source of most of my frustrations, hence the bashing. It's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to divorce your concept of a person from their beliefs. To attempt to do so would almost certainly be an exercise in futility. Who is a person if not at least partially a sum of their beliefs? There are certainly things I can look past or agree to disagree on, especially when there's an understandable basis for those ideas. But when met with such a flagrant disdain for logic and reason, I simply can't just say, oh well, different strokes for different folks. To ask me to do so would be akin to asking me not to bash a mass murderer on the basis that we both enjoy Battletoads. I admit that that was a little bit harsh to compare it to a mass murderer, but I thought it was funny, so I left it in. It was foolish of you to come in here spouting nonsense and expecting anything other than what you got. I would have reacted the same way to anyone, regardless of how well acquainted I was with them. I do not accept responsibility for your hurt feelings. So that's where I left it in the forum.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard from her since. And last I knew, her feelings were still very hurt.
Yeah. And she's mad.
The thing is, I do kind of care because I like Marley Kins.
Yeah.
And she's always been a big supporter of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
One of our biggest fans. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right from the start, pretty much, too. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I don't feel bad about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will feel kind of bad if she stops listening to the show because of this.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad about what I've done here. Because all I really did was tell her the truth.
And just told her how you feel.
Yeah. And I really think you're just wrong. I think you've just got it all wrong. I think for a number of reasons, I think you're wrong from every angle here. Like, for one, there's no basis for your particular branch of religion. You basically said you went to church, didn't like it, and came up with a new thing.
Yeah.
And for another, if you truly believe that what you believe is correct, then you're kind of being irresponsible as a religious person. Because I hear people all the time, I've mentioned this before, I think, in some context or another, but I hear people all the time say things like, you know, I don't mind religious people as long as they don't go around trying to spread their bullshit, yeah, trying to convince me or whatever. And I understand why people say that, because it sucks when somebody comes up to you and tries to convince you of the one true God or whatever the fuck it is that they're trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But from their perspective, that's really what they should be doing. Imagine you honestly believed that you knew what was going on. And Marley Kins says repeatedly that she doesn't know, but that's kind of a bullshit cop-out because she still believes it.
Yeah.
It's like saying, I don't know. Like, I can't even come up with a good example. You know, I don't know this, but I firmly believe it. Is saying you don't know it almost means nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you believe it then? But so she believes in something. She believes that there's a God, and that this God has ideas for how you should live your life. And she doesn't necessarily believe in heaven or hell, but then I wonder why she believes you should do what God thinks you should do. And if there's some kind of reason, like some kind of consequence for not doing what God thinks you should do,
mm-hmm,
then it's kind of, it's irresponsible not to tell other people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, especially the Christians who do believe in heaven and hell. If you believe in heaven and hell, and you see somebody who you clearly, by the rules you abide by, is going to hell, it's pretty irresponsible, especially if you react with that person socially, you like them, you know,
mm-hmm,
you know them. It's pretty irresponsible to not tell them.
Yeah.
You know?
Just ignore
it. It's like if you were about to be hit by a car, and I was like, well, it's not my place.
Yeah.
You know, I could have at least yelled, hey, watch out for that car, and mm-hmm, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So it just kind of from all angles, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm supposed to find you less offensive because you're not trying to convince me, but you really should be trying to convince me. Or your religion has no purpose whatsoever. Like, there are no consequences. You think you know what God wants you to do, but if you don't do what God wants you to do, nothing in particular happens. So your God is effectively useless. Like, everything's created. So now what does he do? I guess he just sits up there and has one-sided chats with you. Like you, it's like you calling him up and he picks up the phone, but he never actually says anything.
Mm.
That's all he does these days. Apparently,
it's all a feeling.
Or maybe he like makes trees tingle. You know, he makes you cry when you see a flock of birds. And that's what he's doing. I don't know. Like, what is he doing then? It's such nonsense. And I really think it is all about just making yourself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's pretty, I think that's kind of not dangerous, but I think it's, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be so deluded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would want to be shaken awake if that were the case. If I was believing something completely nonsensical just to make myself feel better, I would want someone to let me know, to say, whoa, you look like a real idiot.
Yeah.
Cut it out. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
As a responsible human being, that's what I feel like I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really rambling right now, and Orion's not saying
I'm
anything.
I'm sorry. Really. I have this yesterday. This is a weird thing to say, but I was using Google TV on my TV.
Okay.
And ever since I got this, one of my cats has this like relationship, it seems, with the pointer, the mouse pointer on the screen.
Okay.
Like it's her friend. I whip out the keyboard. I don't even turn the TV on. And she's up on the TV stand waiting. Like, and I'm moving the cursor around, you know, and I hide it behind, you know, where the edge of the television. Uh-huh. And then it kind of pops out and I play with her. And I pictured, like, obviously she's not friends with this thing, but if she were okay, a little more intelligent and she became friends with this, and ultimately I told her, like I shut the whole thing down, said, yeah, that wasn't a friend. That was just, that was nothing, you know, it was just digital. It had no feelings. It wasn't actually playing with you, you know,
mm-hmm.
How crushing that would be to her and how to my cat, if it were a person, you know, sheltered, severely sheltered, and trying to convince them, even though they firmly believe and they have such a connection with this belief, like that was my friend. I had a connection. I played with it. You can't, nothing you could say will make them take a step back and go, you know, shit, I feel silly now.
This is assuming your cat was of human level intelligence.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's a really weird,
and it's sad, but
analogy or whatever, but
I know.
I think I could be convinced if there was reason enough. Like if
yeah.
I don't know what an analogy would be here. Like if I had a friend and they died and then somebody told me they were a robot that was being remote controlled. Of course, at first I would go, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Nutcase. But if they then presented me with all kinds of evidence,
mm-hmm.
and it all just kind of made sense, which this is quickly becoming a ridiculous situation, but mm-hmm. I think eventually I could be convinced.
Yeah, absolutely. But initially you're kind of conflicted, like, whoa.
Well, sure, you know, of course.
Both sides of your brains are kind of going at it.
Anytime something you firmly believe to be the truth, especially if it's something that is kind of an important part of your life, is
personal
proven,
conviction
is told to you to be false.
Yeah,
of course you're gonna react negatively to that. You're gonna go, what the fuck are you talking about? Like if suddenly I was told that that I was black, you know, and my whole life I'd grown up thinking I was white. I'm looking at myself. I see myself as a white person. Somebody said, no, you're black. Everybody knows you're black. You're just the only weirdo who thinks you're a white dude.
Some tumor in your brain. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Of course I'm not a black person, but if eventually you could somehow prove it to me, I would have to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got an email today from our buddy Devin. It's titled Religion. He says, Kyle, I remember when we had some of these conversations riding around in my old car. Honestly, I felt that the way you handled it was appropriate. The arguments are pretty simple, as are the inconsistencies. Why should we respect someone else's right to believe in the ridiculous? As with you, I'm not going to try to force them to stop. But if they're going to talk about it, then I'm going to do the same. Somehow this idea of respecting others seems to be more about, I don't know how to defend my irrational beliefs, so let's not talk about it slash deconstruct my position because it makes me feel uncomfortable. I tend to agree with that because in all of the objections that Marlikin's made to the way I handled the situation, none of them were any kind of counterpoint. The only thing she said really was that I was being a dick.
Yeah.
Which I guess fair enough. If you think I'm being a dick, then, you know.
You were kind of being a dick, but.
I don't really think I was, to be honest. I don't because I think.
But how are you supposed to approach that?
Well, she said there are nicer ways to do it.
Well, fuck, that's the mentality. Like we're on this scale. There's on one hand, on the far left, we have us. And on the somewhere in the right, you know, there's her. And there's this this, we're both on the same scale. I don't know if that makes any sense, but they're two completely different realms.
Well,
you can't.
She says there are nicer ways to have said it, but she also says I come across as arrogant and high and mighty. Imagine how condescending it would sound if I tried to say it nicer. Yeah. Like, I can't think of a way to say it nicer that doesn't sound like I'm trying to say it nicer. Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to explain it to a small child. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I understand. You know, you're confused. You know,
yeah.
I understand you've been told these things and it's in your head now and you don't want to believe it. You know, you don't want to believe that when you die, nothing happens, you're dead. You don't want to believe that there's no great meaning to life or that there's no one out there looking after you, that you have no real purpose, that you're not important. I know you don't want to believe all that stuff, but you know what? Someday when you're older, you'll figure it out like I did. You know, what can I say that's so much nicer? You know what? I really think you're wrong. I think everything you believe is wrong. Everything at the core of your person, everything you believe about life is wrong. But you know what? You're still pretty nice.
Yeah.
I like you. You're a cutie. I'd give you a smooch.
Exactly.
What am I supposed to say?
Exactly.
That's nice.
What other approach is there?
Oh, where did I leave off this time? Oh, Devin says, as for not speaking about it on Itch Hat, isn't this the one place where you can consistently speak about these kinds of things? I know that's why I listen to you guys. We have to deal with so much inane bullshit every day that it's nice to have a few minutes of earnest discussion. I was hesitant to say this because it sounds like kind of a dick move,
mm-hmm.
but this is our show. You know, it's my fucking show. So if I can't say this shit on my show, then where the fuck can I say it? You know, like this, yeah. Of course, I can say whatever the fuck I want on here, you know? So if you don't like it, you can either ignore it or you can argue with me. That's totally fine too. I have no problem with what you posted in the forums in the sense that, like, I don't think you shouldn't have posted it.
Mm.
You know?
Jesus.
Like,
where are we going?
I would never ban you for posting it or delete your posts or whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to come in there and argue with me, that's fine. It's just really strange for you to get mad at me for saying what I want to say on my show.
Yeah.
Like, to try to tell me what I should and shouldn't say on my show. Is weird.
Well, it's, you know, we're kind of a family, you know, we have these strange indirect friendships going on here. You know, she's a big fan. So she feels hurt, like a friend told her this instead. And it is our show. We can say whatever, but we should have a level of respect. But when it comes to that, it's, you can't respect
that. Yeah, that's really the thing. I can't respect crazy.
Like there's so many things out there, but that is one thing it's inconceivable, and no one can ever shed any fucking light on this shit. And I understand, like, feeling.
Right.
You can't really describe that kind of shit, but try, you know? Help me out here.
You know, another thing I was thinking about today is you remember not too long ago the whole rapture bullshit?
Yeah.
And everybody, just about everybody was laughing at them, like, ha ha, mm-hmm. you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the rapture's not coming. Even other religious people, even Marleykins.
Mm-hmm.
And the silly thing about that to me is that you are only different from them in that you believe slightly different things. Like the components of your belief are slightly different. But what they believed that the rapture was coming on May 21st is no less logical than what you believe.
Yeah, in a way.
No, in every way. In every way. Both of them are complete made-up bullshit.
Well, yeah.
They both are convinced for one reason or another, but neither one has any particular reason to believe it.
Yeah.
Like, no concrete reason. You know, like, the people who believed the rapture was coming believed it because some guy mm-hmm. looked at the Bible and he had reasons, you know, he did this numerology shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he looked at things like
and you hear the word calculated.
Like how long
interesting.
How long a day is supposed to be for God or something, which I think is, I don't remember the specifics, but I think it's meant to be more of like a day for God is insignificant or 1,000 years to God is insignificant, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than a specific thing. But he looked at these things that seemed mathematical to him and he figured out when the day was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes just as much sense as saying I just feel it.
Yeah.
Neither one is based in anything in particular. Anything logical, at least. Devin says, I may be flogging a dead horse here, but I feel that you've been very reluctant with the issue because, one, you spoke about it a great deal in the past, but more to the point, two, some people were offended and you didn't want to upset some regular listeners. It's not so much I didn't want to offend regular...
People were just upset. We kept bringing it up. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
Some people were getting a little on edge about what it was.
But that's not why we stopped.
Like, it was like, yeah, you just keep repeating the same things over and over again, which I agreed with, and that's why we stopped. Yeah. But there was also kind of a tinge of, you know, I was okay with ignoring it the first couple times or listening to your side of the argument, but I don't want to hear it anymore because I disagree with you. There was an element of that. And that's not why we stopped talking about it so much. It was really just because it was getting old. You know, I felt like it was turning into the atheist hour instead of I just had a terrible thought where we talk about whatever it is we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I was happy to read the exchange in the forum as you made your point a few times and were met with the same response that we are accustomed to getting, no matter how detailed your argument may have been. I really couldn't have done it better myself. FB for life, Devin. So thanks, Devin.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, FB for life, bro.
Fascist bastards.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's where the religious thing stands. Haven't heard from Gary. I don't know how he feels about being called a space cadet.
Yeah, who knows?
But he is kind of a fucking space cadet. Like, every time he brings up religious stuff, it's some bullshit like what Marlikan said. Like, I just feel it, you know? Like, and this is me making shit up, but like, you know, I look at a tree, man. And it's like, they have roots, man. And it's like, they're connected to the earth. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's like, we're all connected, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we're all energy, you know, just out. We're all space dust. You know what I mean?
And we're all the same.
Yeah, we're all the same shit, man.
Connected.
They would just chill out on some mushrooms, connect with the earth. You know, it's just crazy bullshit. So I don't know how he felt about that, but... I guess we can move on from that for now, because I feel like we have just now talked about that quite a bit, and people might be getting annoyed with it already because this is the third week in a row. But Marlikins, I'm not sorry, but I hope you continue to listen if you can find it in your heart, whatever. Today, I upgraded the forums.
You did?
Yeah, the other day I upgraded the website finally, and today I upgraded the forums. The website is a WordPress website, and the forums are MyBB. And neither one had been upgraded in a long time. There have been new versions of the forum software and the WordPress software that have come out, but I had made modifications to the old versions, and I didn't know it. Every time I looked into how to upgrade, they said, make sure you make backups of your databases.
Oh, scary stuff.
And I had no idea what that meant or how to do it. But I figured that out today, and yesterday, and I upgraded the website and the forums. You probably won't notice a difference, but the one major difference I'm hoping for in the forum is that we should have no more crazy, crazy spam accounts. Like, we had thousands of, or over 1,000 accounts, and most of them were garbage spam accounts.
Yeah.
And I would have deleted them all, except when you logged into the admin panel, where you could do things like ban people and delete accounts and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
In order to delete an account, you basically had to look through the list of accounts, click the name of the account you wanted to delete, which takes you to another page with their profile, which has a button on it that you click to delete the account.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, are you sure you want to delete it? You say yes. Then it brings you back to the list of names. And you have to do that one by one.
Four steps per name?
Yes, for every single person.
Fuck off.
And there were hundreds of them. So I did it a few times, but I just couldn't keep up with it. So I was like, well, they're not hurting anything.
Yeah.
Most of the accounts
just ignore
made
it.
No posts. They just sat there with spammy profiles, so I just let it go. But in the new update, I can look at the list and then check a bunch of boxes.
Fuck yes.
And then delete a bunch of them at once. So
awesome.
I went through and I deleted every spam account. The main reason I want to bring this up, though, is because it's possible I accidentally deleted a non-spam account.
Yeah, because how do you know?
Right. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
No.
I was pretty careful about it. But especially if you happen to be like a lurker, you know, somebody who registered an account and checks it out sometimes but didn't ever make any posts, it's possible
the posties,
I deleted your account. So if you attempt to log in and it doesn't work, feel free to re-register or to contact me. Because if you're listening to this and your account was deleted, it was a mistake.
Yeah,
I was really just trying to delete spam accounts. So that's the main reason I wanted to bring that up. But hopefully that the forums will work better now.
Yeah.
Another reason I bring that up is because the reason I thought about it, the reason I got on that train of thought, was because I was on Reddit the other day, reddit.com, and I was perusing their podcast section, which is kind of dead. And there's not a lot going on in there. It's mostly people flogging their own shows, you know. But I saw a couple of threads that were kind of interesting. One was a guy asking about indie podcasts, you know, independent podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned mine. I posted a link to it. And then I never got any feedback on that. But I did get a message from somebody else saying they also do a podcast. It's not very PC. You know, if you want to trade iTunes links or trade iTunes reviews, I mean, then, you know, we could help each other out. And I had to inform him that we're not in iTunes because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And for some reason, our RSS feed is not compatible. I mean, it is. You can subscribe manually, but iTunes kept sending me emails saying it doesn't work. It's not formatted correctly. And he said, oh, man, that's weird. And then he told me how he does his, which it turns out is exactly the same way we do ours.
I figured. Yeah.
And so that's what got me on the train of thought, you know, fixing up the website and stuff. I did tell him I'd check out his podcast, and his website is also a WordPress website, but it looks a lot nicer than ours.
Oh, man.
Which is probably partially due to the fact that he's a graphic designer.
Yeah, well.
And he's pretty good at it. But the podcast itself, I'm not so sure about.
Oh, figures.
Every time this happens, I really want to love it because it's like, we could be podcast buddies.
Yes.
You know, we could promote each other's shows. We could share listeners and stuff. But I'm not so sure about the show,
you,
man.
Me.
And I shouldn't do this because like I feel like I'm half bashing them, but the show is called Interrupted Transmission.
Okay.
It has 6 episodes and they apparently post 1 a month.
Oof. Jesus.
Yeah. So that's a weird schedule to me to begin with. Like your show, it has to be pretty fucking interesting to get by on 1 episode a month. Because a month goes by and I've already forgotten I ever listened to your show. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
I guess if you're subscribing in iTunes, then it'll download it itself.
It better be pretty fucking epic once a month.
I'm going to play a little bit of it so you can get an idea of what this is.
All right.
You can go to jail for a long time for this.
What, free TV?
It's not free. It's like stealing.
Stealing? You guys are beaming a signal in this fucking trailer park with my permission, not me. So I've got these little things that pick up that signal from space. How the fuck is that stealing? What are you on?
They do this a lot. Every episode I've listened to so far, this is the only one I've listened to all the way through.
Yeah.
But they all start with these ridiculously long intros with clips from TV shows or movies or whatever. And let's see.
No, NASA does.
NASA?
Rocket people, perhaps you've heard of them?
From my perspective, that's not really forgivable. That should not have ever happened.
He forgets to close the piss bag, and all of a sudden, you're sitting there in a little street.
This is the part where they play clips from further into the episode to give you a little teaser what the episode's going to be like. And I guess these are supposed to be the really funny parts. Like this part right here is about an astronaut pissing in another astronaut's ear. But you wouldn't get that until you got to the other part. So it just
weird and confusing. Just the air slow motion into your ear.
Deep in a bunker in the remote Virginia mountains, these men are all that stand between the radio wasteland and total sonic annihilation.
The voiceover guy they got to do that part is good.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Their production values are pretty good. The show sounds pretty good for the most part. But there's a lot of this shit. It's like filler shit.
Yeah.
It's
and
really long
if you
intro.
Hadn't told me, I wouldn't be able to tell what the fuck that was just now. Like the clips of, you know, what's to come. I would have never known.
Yeah, it was a little confusing
just
to me
cutting
at first.
Off, cutting
the only
off.
Reason
what
I
was
knew
that? Did I miss the joke?
I knew what it was. I knew they were clips from a show, but I didn't know. I knew they were supposed to be like the really funny, wacky clips from a show, but I didn't know they were clips from this show until I got to those parts later.
Okay.
Which I actually think is even stranger. Like coming up next on the show you're listening to right now. it's kind of odd.
Yeah.
Miller and the Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Interrupted Transmission.
We're now a minute and 20 seconds into the episode, and nothing has happened. Absolutely nothing has happened.
That's a cool fucking song.
It's not. It's not like that. It's not cool enough. To play it for this long. It's not cool enough
That's
to
true.
Have that whole fucking thing with a clip from whatever that was from. I don't even know. And then clips from this show. It's all just padding it out. And if I had downloaded this on a whim on my own, I would have stopped listening already.
Yeah.
I would have been done with it.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Bull it up?
Bull it up.
Hold on.
Bull, bitch.
Hold on. Let's, do we have to open it?
Yeah.
All right. Osama bin Laden's dead, y'all.
Yes, he is, that crazy son of a bitch.
And you know what that calls for?
America, fuck yeah. Come out of here, save the motherfucking day, yeah.
That's not the whole. And I've got this. In case any, if any other terrorists get killed during the course of this show, you know, I get a Google alert, and then
okay, I don't. They're still playing that music.
Yeah,
and then they played more music on top of that music, and they still haven't really said anything yet. The show starts out with them pouring each other drinks, but you only know that if you've deduced it for yourself.
Yeah.
Let me skip ahead because the beginning of the show, honestly, is them pouring drinks and getting ready to do a show.
For how long, man?
For a while.
God, then there's why would you do that?
Then there's a part that they call the speakeasy, where they just pour more drinks and play like old-timey music in the background and pretend they're in a speakeasy. Which is like an old prohibition era bar. That's what that is.
I see.
So that's a section of the show because that's mentioned in the show notes for the previous episode too. There's a segment where they just drink.
I would have turned off by then. Yeah, fuck.
So let's skip ahead. Somewhere in the middle here.
The guys that were twirling fire were fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong. But this chick started hula hooping. She bent her leg up in a sport.
Okay.
What's the music?
They're talking about like a circus or something. Mm-hmm. It's different music, but there is music throughout the entire episode.
Time. That's annoying.
The episode's like an hour and a half or something like that. And there's music in the background for the whole thing.
I understand it's their show, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Standing up where her foot was touching her hand all the way in the air and made the hula hoop go up and down. So she's doing all this stuff with one hula hoop.
Well, okay. It's listed as the most stressful job to have in the United
States. I just
skipped
ahead another half an hour.
Yeah.
And there's a different song playing in the background. Let's see. Skip ahead another 14 minutes.
Nice. Oh, shit. What do we got here?
We were talking about space.
Speaking of space.
I said, fuck Best Buy, and I just sent it off.
Oh, speaking of satellites, there's an article, and I'll put up a link to it. They, this one company or group made these satellites, and what they do is, I don't know exactly how it works, but when they get up to a certain point, they release this cloud of tiny little chips, and these chips form a hive mind to make a floating satellite that's just floating as a group.
Neat.
I'm not sure that's true.
It can't be possible.
It's not that it can't be possible, but I'm not sure that's true. But even if it is, at some point in this episode, and I think I skipped past it, they were sincerely discussing the faking of the moon landing and whether or not they thought we really landed on the moon.
Yeah.
And their general consensus was that we did land on the moon, but not when we said we did. Okay. That moon landing footage and all those photos, that shit's bullshit. That's all fake. That was us trying to beat the Russians or whatever into space, to the moon. But then, later on, in secret, we did finally make it to the moon.
Okay.
But we were like, you know what? Let's not talk about that because we already said.
Well, they've been drinking at this point, you know, for quite a while, so.
Yeah. So that's basically the show. Like, it's a bunch of weird Southern voices, which admittedly is my own prejudice. I shouldn't have a problem with Southern accents, but these guys really do sound like dummies. And they apparently are dummies because they think the moon landing was faked. One of them thinks that Osama bin Laden was already dead before the announcement of his death. Like, this one guy is kind of conspiracy-y.
Yeah.
And it's kind of unlistenable.
Yeah.
Like, I've been told before, and I don't think our show is the pinnacle of broadcasting or anything.
No way. Yeah.
But I've been told before that, like, I think John said this to me, that what he likes about the show is it's like sitting down to have a conversation with friends, which, I could see somebody saying about this show, this interrupted transmission show, but I would consider that a bad thing. It's like sitting down at a bar with people who are wasted and listening to their conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not fun. It's not entertaining.
It's like,
and it's also like being sitting in a bar listening to somebody else's conversation because it's hard to hear over all of the background music. God,
Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not terrible. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. It's very well produced. Mm-hmm. The audio quality is good. There's a weird reverb to it that makes it sound like this is done from a live stage. Mm-hmm. Like you can hear the reverb of the monitors or whatever. But other than that, you know, it sounds good. And they're only on episode 6.
Yeah, I'm sure I was going
to
say.
If I went and listened to episode 6 of our show right now, I'm sure I would be cringing through half of it. So, you know.
Sucky.
I don't mean to hate on them, but I'm constantly frustrated by the fact that I haven't found a show that I like that has that I've approached or that has approached me to be like, hey, let's be podcast buddies.
Yeah.
They also don't seem to have a promo. If they did, I'd play it.
Yeah.
But they don't. Mm. So there's that. Mm. Another failed attempt at
damn, I was hoping
podcast with buddies.
Rocking music and beers. I was expecting like Southern accents, beers and rock and roll, you know. And then they're talking about space. Like, get silly. Don't get serious.
Well, they are silly. I'll give them that. Most of the time, they are pretty silly. But the it's just not really funny. You know, it's like a lot of... it's not really inside jokes, but it's that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
You know, like something a group of friends would laugh about among themselves, but it doesn't make any sense to anybody else.
Yeah, like a bunch of guys behind you at a bar.
Yeah.
And they're just laughing away, and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Shut up.
Right.
So...
Bummer. So, yeah. You want to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
You're listening to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's like being stranded in nuclear winter and finding one of those shitty packs of baseball cards with the hard, nasty gum inside. It's not so bad, all things considered. And now your hosts, Kyle and Orion.
Whew, all right, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I got a. Could you pour me some more of that over there? All right, thank you. Okay. Mm. So, how's your sister doing?
Good.
Okay, good.
She's riding a tractor now.
You know that.
Yep.
I know that shit. Yeah, you know what? Could you pass me some of them Oreos? Thank you. Thank you, darling. Thank you. We're going to do what we always do around here.
Mm.
We got a little segment we like to call. Sitting in front of the fan. It's pretty good. Hold on a second. I got to get the fan. We're going to have to cue up the fan music here in a minute. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm getting the fan. Woo! You know how it is around here. You know, we just turn on the fan and we just do what we do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you ever just sit in front of a fan? You know,
every once in a while.
Sometimes you sit in front of a fan too long, your nose starts getting all congested, and you're like, it's too bad I gotta sit in front of this fan.
But it feels so good.
You know what I mean?
It feels good.
You know, the other day, I was thinking about space.
Mm-hmm.
You ever think about space?
Every once in a while.
You ever wonder what's up there?
Sometimes.
All them little twinkles. It's like, I had a girlfriend once, used to wear body glitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's the difference between that and space? And she didn't know it either. I don't think anybody knows, really.
Oh, man.
You know? You know what I mean? I heard they're getting rid of the space shuttle, the spaceship. Really? You know, NASA is.
How are they gonna do that?
Yeah, you know that Obama. It's with the gas prices going up like they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting too expensive to go up onto the moon to get that cheese. You know what I mean? So, I heard what they're gonna do is they're gonna instead of a spaceship. They're going to build a space escalator.
Mm.
It's like, I guess it's like a big old stack of stairs going
like
straight up to the moon. Yeah. Which is cool, you know, because I don't like regular stairs because they don't move. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I get up on them stairs and I'm like, why'd I even leave the house today? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of space.
You got to get liquor somewhere, though, you know?
Yeah. Escalators on a tractor. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Well... Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this fan. You know what I mean?
It feels good.
It's just covered in dust, you know, because I just leave it, and I just get it covered in dust, you know. I wonder something. You ever hear of dust mites?
I've heard.
You think they're anything like leprechauns?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Dust mites, like dust fairies.
People talk
about.
They
live in the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
My grandma used to say that there were mites living in your eyelashes. I'm like, Grandma, you dumbass. That's the closest thing to my eyeball. If there were bugs in my eyelashes, there were gremlins and leprechauns all up in that shit, I'd see it every day.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen nothing move in my eyelash except the time I had lice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different.
I went to a festival the other day.
Yeah.
I ran into a hippie.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Hippie said he was the reincarnation of pure love. And I said, nope, you're the reincarnation of faggot.
Well, wouldn't pure love have to die in order to be reincarnated?
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I had my heart broke once. This girl named Pam.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Well, see, I got these peculiar ideas about what to do with baloney in the bedroom. Pam.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Despite her name rhyming with ham, is not all that into meat products in the bedroom. And, you know, I loved her. I truly did. Mm-hmm. Truly did. She had some of the sexiest cankles I've ever seen on a woman. But, you know, in the end, our religious beliefs kept us apart.
Yeah.
I believed in fucking through a slice of bologna for the Lord. And she believed that... I don't even know what she... I didn't listen to her. I don't know what she believed. Some bullshit about equality or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I punched her like my daddy taught me to. All right, we're going to go to another break, another commercial break.
Yep.
We got a sponsor.
Let's bowl it up.
Our sponsor is Jack's Knives. I'm not entirely sure what they do, but I think it involves knives, and that's cool with me, man.
The All precious right. gem. Yes, yes.
All right, we'll be back. This fan is amazing.
Welcome on back, everybody.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, check this out. I wanted to bring this up. For those that don't know, I moved into a house that I'm renting. Aldi and I, my fiance.
You what?
Yeah. And all's been good. But the other day, it was nighttime. It was probably like 12:30 at night. Pretty late. Real quiet. I'm on the computer and doing my thing. Aldi's in another room, like watching TV or some shit. And then out of nowhere, like it's dead silent, out of nowhere, you hear like fucking knocking.
Okay.
And it's fucking scary. Like, what the fuck?
Was it at the front door?
Yeah, we have two doors to this place. And yeah, the side door, somebody was just knocking loud.
Okay.
Like fucking loud, like they're pissed off.
Okay.
And all of my cats go ape shit. And it's a wood floor home, you know, there's no carpet. So they're just, all you hear is just.
Orion has a lot of cats, by the way.
Got five cats.
More than a sane person would have.
Yeah. But so you hear all these cats like racing and bumping into shit, knocking shit over, running to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm freaking out. So I get up and I just stand there still because I'm terrified. Like, what the fuck?
I don't think most robbers knock first or rapists. Although maybe that's how they lull you into a false sense of security. But if that's the
goal. Who the fuck is that?
If that's the goal, they're going about it all wrong.
Yeah.
You don't knock that hard.
You sneak in, man, through a window.
Yeah.
You don't knock. But anyway, I'm terrified. I'm shitting myself. And I go to the door and I notice that outside, none of the lights were on because we have censored lights. One by this garage and one right by the side door.
So it's a ghost rapist.
And none of them are on.
Okay.
What the fuck? So I go outside.
Maybe it was just a really strong raccoon.
And part of me's thinking, was this in the basement? Like the cats knocked something over, but they were all upstairs. Like you could hear them all running. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I go outside. Then the lights kick on because I'm out there. And I walk down the driveway. I'm just looking around like, who the fuck? Meanwhile, like right before I went to open the door, it could have been a sweet old lady that broke down on the road and I would have punched her in the face because I was just full of adrenaline.
Do you own a baseball bat?
I do.
Because I can totally picture you standing there with a baseball bat.
Yeah. And this baseball bat I have for protection because I'm too much of a pussy to own a gun.
Uh-huh.
Aldi's mom had hid it somewhere.
Oh, your phone's going off.
Jesus Christ.
Very professional.
Oh.
Orion, I'm still pregnant.
Yep, still pregnant. Thanks, Aldi. All right. That was Aldi.
Okay.
Thank you very much. But anyway.
Pregnancy update.
So I'm looking for this bat Like when I got up, it's gone. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to the door. Who the fuck could it be? And it's nobody. So I go out and I'm at the end of the driveway, just standing there looking around. And I'm trying to look tough, like I'm going to beat some ass. Uh-huh. And I was kind of pissed off because I was scared. And nothing. I didn't see shit.
Did you walk past a flaming pile of poop in a bag?
So I go back inside. My heart's racing. Like, what the fuck? Oh, it must have been some kids. Yeah? Sure. It had to have been. But why didn't the lights go off? Anyway, so Aldi's freaking out. My cats are nowhere to be found. They're probably up in the ceiling in the basement, just shitting all over the place, peeing. And I got to thinking, like, what would I do if it was something?
Wait, is there no resolution to this story?
No.
You never figured out where
never
that
figured it out.
What the? Okay.
Damn kids, basically. Right. Damn you kids.
So it was a ghost rapist. And you scared it away by looking tough in the driveway. Yeah. Either that or Aldi got raped when you opened the door and didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the baby kicking.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to have like some juggernaut baby.
And her stomach is made of some tough material like wood, and it just sounds like that when it
or stone.
Kicks.
She is Bosnian.
Yeah, that's true.
Cavemen. Jesus.
But it was scary, man. I'm like, what would I do if it was something?
Okay.
And
so what would you do?
Here's the thing. Before I had watched this one movie, I would think to, you know, beat the guy's ass, you know, whatever. Yeah. Hit him over the head. Call the police later.
I think I know the movie you're talking about.
And yeah, this movie I'd seen kind of changed all that. So I'm super anxious about these types of situations. And the movie was it was called Felon.
Yeah.
With Stephen Dorff.
Yep.
The guy from...
Dorff is such a great last name.
Dorff. Stephen Dorff.
I bet he got picked on as a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, come here, Dorff. I could just pick... That's the sound you would make when you push somebody in the forehead.
Yeah. Dorff.
Dorff.
Dorff. Yeah. But this movie was basically about this guy. He had a wife. He had a kid. And some burglar broke into his home in the middle of the night. And he grabbed a bat... And chased the guy out of the house into his front yard, hit him over the head with a bat. The cops show up. Okay, you know, this guy broke into the house. I hit him over the head with the bat. Well, basically the system interpreted that as, well, the guy was fleeing your house. You have no right to hit him over
the head. Yeah, he was outside and he was running away when you hit him. So,
murder.
Right, so it's not self-defense.
He gets incarcerated and he's in prison. And just all, it's a crazy film, and it really makes you think, like, what would you fucking do? Because you got to be careful depending on where you're living, what state you're living
in. Just don't kill anybody when they're running away from you.
Yeah. Unless it's self-defense, I guess.
Well, that if they're running away from you, it's not self-defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're running away from you and pointing a gun behind them at the same time. Yeah.
Then what do you do? Yeah.
You can hit them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or if you hit them, just say he was... pointing, I saw a gun. He might have thrown it somewhere.
He was
pointing it at me while running away.
He was gesturing at me, and it looked like
you.
A gun. Hey, it works for the cops. It looked like a gun.
Yeah. Oh, so now I'm super anxious. We locked all the fucking windows. We lock the doors at night because it seemed like a quiet neighborhood, and it's full of old people from what I could see.
Okay.
Aside from like some of the people have kids, like teenage kids that... You know, dribble basketballs up and down the street.
Are there
like
black people in the neighborhood?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was a black person and you just didn't see him because it was nighttime.
He was right there.
He was standing
like,
right there.
Snickering.
He's snickering. Maybe he just happens to be mute. Maybe he had gone around to like go check another door and you came outside and then he came back and he's like waving at you, but you can't see him in the dark.
This entered my head. What if by crazy coincidence, it was like a old lady that broke down.
Uh-huh.
She was at my door. But then the rapist got her before I could get to the door. There was just a rapist walking down the street.
Yeah.
That's
quite a scenario.
Yeah. Maybe.
Some poor old lady driving around in the middle of the night. Yep. Her car breaks down near your house. She comes to wail on your door to get help. And then before you can get to the door, she gets... Yep. Snatched up by a rapist / kidnapper.
And he flies away.
Yeah, he just comes
into the
night. Yeah, like that movie Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
The thing just swoops down. That's what rapists are like. If you don't know, rapists have wings. Yeah. Orion is a little pair.
That's like the alpha rapist. Every other rapist that looks like a human, they're the beta rapist.
Yeah, yeah. You just have little non-functional decorative wings in the back. Yeah. What if it was a little old lady? But when she banged on the door that hard, she just shattered and just collapsed into a pile of dust.
Yeah.
Did you see any dust?
Oh, I wasn't looking.
Shit. What is all this dust?
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, aside from getting me, you know, I'm anxious all the time at night. I'm worried. One of the biggest windows we have in the living room, we don't have a curtain for or blinds. So people can just look in, you mm-hmm. know? So now every time I'm going to be doing this show, Aldi's going to avoid being in the living room until we get some blinds for that big ass window that yeah. lets everybody see all the shit we have, all the cool electronics. Mm-hmm. Stupid me.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Is get like a bunch of road flares
yeah.
and like an alarm clock
mm-hmm.
and make up a bomb vest and yeah. have her wear that when she's in the living room by herself.
Yeah.
Because then anybody who looks in the window will go, instead of going, oh, look at that lonely, vulnerable, pregnant lady,
yeah, yeah.
they'll go, oh, look at that crazy terrorist with the suicide bomb on.
Put a towel on her head.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, put a towel on her head.
Yeah. Why not?
Ooh. A fake beard.
Yeah.
I've seen her in a fake beard. She looks pretty good. So, oh, yeah. So you make her up like a fake terrorist and mm-hmm. then nobody wants to mess with her. Unless there are any like crazy ex-Marines in your neighborhood or mm-hmm. weird rednecks. Because then maybe they'd like think they were doing a favor for their country.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not the best idea after all. Yeah.
But you know what this got me thinking about? God, like because I'm so paranoid now and it's just kids.
Yeah.
But the shit that was going through my head, like, oh, like I'm thinking of all these crazy traps I could set up if it happened again.
Ooh.
Which are completely unrealistic.
Like Rambo know? Style? Like sharpened sticks and twine that somehow catapult into them if they trip over the wrong thing?
Thinking about how to build all this shit. And this was in a matter of minutes, but I'm like, oh God, I got to do something. But then after that, I...
Ooh, I got an idea.
Yeah.
You should leave your door a crack open.
Oh, yeah.
And balance a bucket of confetti on top.
Oh, man, that'd be the worst.
But
they'd never come back.
Each piece of confetti has written on it, haha, rapist, gotcha.
Like the fat confetti.
Yeah, like a fortune cookie kind of thing.
Yeah.
So when the rapist comes in, they, oh, what's all this fucking, oh, man, shit, I am covered in accusatory confetti.
And this shit is hard to shower off, man.
Man, I don't need this shit. I am out of here, dog. I'm gonna rape your neighbors. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
And then you're safe.
All right, yeah. Or maybe just turn all the lights out and leave the door open a crack, but leave a note like, come in slowly.
Wait, what? If you're concerned about murdering someone on accident in an effort to defend yourself, do not put a note on your door that says, come in slowly. Because God. That's an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you would do well defending yourself in court.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I beat the shit out of him. He broke into my house. He said you left the door open and left a note that said, come in slowly. Yeah, I did. That was to bait the rapist. Well, how do you know he's a rapist? Well, look at him.
Oh, man.
He's black.
Yeah.
And he was in my house. Yeah, I don't think that would go over.
Oh, and I've been thinking about buying all this like surveillance equipment and shit. And
what if you build one of these traps?
Oh, man, I don't know.
And it is a little old woman the next time. So you've got like a little old woman hanging by her ankle in front of your house.
You hear like
swaying back and forth on a rope.
You hear like somebody walking down the driveway, you know, scrape, scrape, scrape. And then that's an old lady. Like,
yeah, because they scrape because of their giant claws.
And then you hear thump. Ooh, I got one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's just a big like cage, like the kind you put a dog in.
Yeah, I should. I have a giant cat cage.
Right.
I should just leave that outside the door and see what I get in the morning.
Yeah.
What kind of person?
Put some denture cream inside of it.
I was on the... My game show was on commercial. I was going out for some licorice at the gas station.
Yeah, put a Medic Alert bracelet in there. And some VHS tapes of Matlock.
Those are expensive, those.
Yeah.
Medical bracelets. Oh, man. But yeah, that's what happened to me. What else?
what a story.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the most let down of a story.
I know.
Heard.
I'm sorry.
So there was this horrible knock at the door, and I was terrified, mate. I was looking around for my bat and I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh, I got to protect my pregnant fiance
mm-hmm.
and my 1,000 cats.
Yep.
They're all so vulnerable. And I went to the door
And I opened it and I couldn't find anybody. They, like, the lights wouldn't come on, which implies maybe there was some kind of sabotage. Yeah. And I went outside and there was nobody there. And then I went back in and I was like, shit. And I watched some more TV and I went to bed.
Basically it. Yeah, yeah. Basically. Yeah. Good story.
The moral of the story is,
damn kids.
Don't give a shit about knocks on the door. I don't know.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh. Well, I'm all coffee now. I'm still a teeny bit sick, although for the most part, I'm better.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the smoking doesn't help.
Mm-mm.
Want to do some Facebooks and Twitters?
Sounds good.
Let's do the Twitter first.
All right.
Actually, that was a bad idea because I'm not logged into Twitter, but I'll log in quickly. Here we go. Okay, so the only Twitter message was actually from a few days ago. It's from somebody named I'm Kilo, and it says, what would the best video game controller look like? D-pad, analog sticks, buttons, triggers?
Oh, man. Yeah. We've discussed this.
Have we?
It would look like the PlayStation 2 controller.
Yeah, see,
the PlayStation controller.
My favorite video game controller of all time was the Super Nintendo controller.
Really?
Yeah. And but the PlayStation controller, if you're going to add analog sticks, is basically the next logical step from the from the Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah.
So the PlayStation, the current revision of the PlayStation controller, the DualShock, whatever it is now, 3, 4, 7, whatever, is probably my favorite current system controller. A lot of people love the 360 controller.
Fuck
and they
that.
People get mad and they have big blowout arguments over this shit.
Yeah.
I don't really care that much. And of course it's subjective. It's, you know, whatever you like
is
what you like.
Jesus.
I'm not a fan of the Xbox 360 controller for a lot of reasons. I just generally don't like the shape of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel so great in my hands.
Super gay. Yeah.
Super gay. All of the buttons on the face, I don't know if you've ever seen one opened up, but they're, instead of just being like the Super Nintendo controller, because I used to take them apart because that's just what I'm like. It's just the button is like a shallow little piece of plastic on top of a rubber membrane. And that's all the button is. On the 360 controller, when you open them up, each button is like an inch deep. And then like the actual trigger for the button is somewhere down in there. And the D-pad is kind of weird, too. The D-pad is also really deep. And I think it, I don't know if it's got some kind of analog stick-esque thing underneath it, but whatever it is, it doesn't feel right at all.
Yeah, why?
Jeez. And I don't like the positioning of the analog sticks, because one is up where the D-pad should be, in my opinion, and the other one is down where the analog sticks are on like the PS2, PS3 controller. And if you want to put them up, I guess that's fine. Because people's argument is that the analog stick is what you use in modern games. You don't use the D-pad. So clearly that should be up where the D-pad is in the main position.
I suppose.
Yes. But to me, if you're going to use both, I want them to be near each other.
Yeah.
Instead, like it just throws my balance off to have one way up there and the other one way down here. I'm also not a fan of the GameCube controller, though.
Oh, fuck.
And a lot of people love the GameCube controller. It's their favorite controller ever. But the triggers on it sucked balls.
Oh, yeah.
And it also had the funky analog stick placement. And the buttons, like where the triangle, square, X, circle buttons, or the A, B, X, Y buttons would be on a normal controller.
That's total bullshit, yeah.
There's
that's
like two up. That are shaped like beans. Like one giant one, and then one little one. And then there's a tiny, like, almost afterthought Z button.
Yeah. Afterthought.
The whole thing is just nuts.
Yeah. And, you know, granted, you get used to any controller, but, you know, initially the design of the PlayStation controller is just fucking genius. It's the best.
It's the most versatile,
yeah,
in my opinion. What was I going to say? Oh, one thing about the PlayStation brand controllers that I like, that I actually think is a slight improvement over the Super Nintendo controller, is that the D-pad functionally is basically the same, but it's divided on the surface into four buttons.
Yeah.
It still works like a D-pad. It's not actually four separate buttons like that, but there's a separation, which makes it a little easier to tell which directions you're actually hitting.
Yeah.
Instead of, that's what the weird, awkward issue is with the 360 D-pad.
It's still all connected, the D-pad.
It's a cross, but it's hard to tell exactly what direction you're pushing.
Yeah.
So what would the best video game controller look like? It would probably have analog sticks, because in this day and age,
oh, yeah,
you're kind of fucked without them.
Mm-hmm. With the modern games out there, yeah.
Probably, I mean, yeah, PlayStation controller, basically, mm-hmm. is what I would like to see. People have also bitched at them about, you know, not changing their controller in three generations, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They have changed little things, like they added the analog sticks. The original PlayStation controller didn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the PS2, the face buttons were all also analog. Most games didn't make use of it, but there were some where you could tell. Like, it could tell how hard you were pushing, like, the circle button
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
The only thing I'd change about the PlayStation controller is instead of black, I'd make it white, because white is...
I think they have white ones.
Really?
I don't know for sure, because I don't really care that much about that.
White is so modern and clean and slick. I don't know. It just looks like the future.
In terms of colors, though,
yeah.
the one thing I'll say about the Super Nintendo controller that I didn't like is that the Super Famicom controller had rainbow-colored buttons, which was kind of cool-looking to me.
Yeah.
But the Super Nintendo controller in the U.S. had light purple and dark purple buttons.
Yeah.
And they also completely redesigned the system itself, the casing for it.
Yeah.
In Japan, it looked like, I don't know, a video game console. Over here, it looked like it was carved crudely out of a piece of stone.
Yeah.
It was this weird pitted plastic and this horrible, awkward shape.
Yeah.
And also purple.
Mm-hmm.
Gray and purple.
Purple and gray.
I don't know why they thought... It's like they thought, you know what? Rainbows are too gay for America. What color isn't gay?
Yeah.
Purple. You're just trading one gay stereotype for another.
Yeah.
I don't know what the thought process behind that was. Americans don't like color.
Yeah.
Or at least they only like one at a time. I don't know what the thought process was behind that.
Yeah.
Americans like hard edges and rough textures. I don't know, because they didn't really do that in Europe. In Europe, they still had the rainbow colored buttons.
God damn.
And
that is so weird. I didn't know that.
Shaped console. Yeah, I don't know why they did that. I don't know. You got anything else to say about video game controllers?
That's it.
All right, so onward to the Facebook. Okay, I did like I do. I said, podcast night, what's the haps? Nomad baller tonight. Pinky swear. And Gavin says, just got home from a couple weeks back at my parents' house, returned to reeking mess in the kitchen, piles of moldy garbage and dishes due to inconsiderate housemates. Why is it that if I killed them, I'd be the bad guy? It's always the same person. She's from India, and the cultural clash is annoying and inconsiderate. I'm not entirely, like, in India, do they just do that? They're just like, fuck it.
They don't give a fuck.
What? We like flies. You know, I'm not sure. But the reason you'd be the bad guy if you killed them, I guess, because that doesn't seem like a murderable offense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I guess I wouldn't be mad at you if you threw all of their shit outside or something.
That would be funny.
Killing them seems a little drastic.
Yeah. You got to keep them around to feel the sting of your revenge.
Yeah. Ms. Nick says, I don't get it. That's hardly a culture clash. That's just someone being a twat.
Yeah.
And I'd have to learn more about people from India to know if that was a culture clash or not. Ms. Nick also says, talk about why the fuck it is that you're a dick that if you're a chick.
I had trouble with this as well.
Oh, okay. It's the way she worded it.
Yeah.
Talk about why the fuck it is if that you're a chick. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
That if you're a chick is how I would have written it. After casual sex and nothing else, you're a hoe. But it's okay if you have a dick. It's really annoying and Miss Nick can't find anywhere. Can't find any anywhere. Sorry,
I
read that. That part I just read. Okay. So basically, Miss Nick wants to know, why is it if a chick sleeps around, she's a whore? If a dude does it, everybody's high-fiving. And Miss Nick also wants us to know that she's trying to get laid and failing.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I would think it's pretty super easy.
You just say,
easy.
Hey, want to fuck?
Yeah.
And people will fuck you.
For chicks, like, you don't even have to be that attractive.
Yeah.
Like, an ugly girl could walk into a bar and go, who wants to fuck? And you're going home with somebody.
And Kyle's had his share with those. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a very small share, thank you. And none of them came from a bar.
Sorry.
Daniel Noble after that says, Nick, it's because most people are judgmental hypocrites. You can come find me if you like. There's this weird drama playing out here. After that, Miss Nick says, ha, not what you said last time. And Daniel Noble says, I know, I thought I was doing the right thing. Looking back, I think I was fucking stupid. And then Miss Nick says, you were doing the legal thing, I think. And then Daniel says, indeed, it was partially that and partially the fact that you were so drunk you could barely stand, stupid morals. So I'm kind of curious about what went down here.
Yeah.
Like you guys were hanging out one time.
Getting drunk.
And you were, and Miss Nick was trying to bone Daniel.
Yep.
And he was like, no, I can't.
You're
13 and you're wasted.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh,
like, I'm wondering what the legal thing is. I'm wondering if that was a statutory thing or what. I have no idea how old he is.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then he's like, yeah, I, on the one hand, I shouldn't fuck a 13 year old. And on the other, you were completely wasted. It would have felt like rape. But in hindsight, I should have raped you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but as to the original question, for me, I think that I was kind of brought up with this idea that monogamy is the most desirable, you know, it's the ultimate goal of sexual relationships.
Yeah. When you grow up, that's what you do.
You're going to meet somebody, you're going to bone them, and you're never going to bone anybody else, and you're going to stay together. And if you happen, like, the more people on your boning list, the worse you are at finding this someone, which I think is bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of ingrained in me to a certain extent. Like, I was kind of taught it as a kid, and it's in all the movies and stuff, you know, all the Disney movies and basically every movie.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a teeny part of me that just still kind of feels that way. So as sort of a knee-jerk reaction, it's kind of like when I was talking about, you know, stupid people and how they can't think beyond their knee-jerk reactions. Mm-hmm. That initial knee-jerk reaction is still kind of there. So when I hear about anybody, and it's not just girls for me, but when I hear about anybody talking about how many people they fucked, there's a little tiny part of me that's like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, that's what is wrong with you. You're broken.
Mm-hmm.
But I am able to stand back and go, you know what? That doesn't even, why? It's not logical. That doesn't make any sense. There's nothing wrong with you because you've had sex with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's also a part of me that would like to have sex with a lot more people.
Yeah.
So it's completely nonsense. But there's a tiny little knee-jerk reaction part of me that thinks that way. And I would imagine that a lot of people think that way and never stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never make the next step and say, you know what, actually, I don't even know why I think that.
Yeah.
Why it is for girls worse than for guys, I honestly don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know.
Because it's not in my head, even on that knee-jerk reaction level, it's not in my head. Like, oh, that fucking whore, but that guy over there, high five, that's not how I work.
Guys can be whores too. It's just fucking
no. I do know that it's true, though, that people feel that way, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah. My big issue is with people that brag about all the people they fuck.
Well, yeah, bragging about it is a whole other level.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that does kind of make you a douchebag. Like, I nailed this chick and I nailed this chick. Okay. Like, first of all, why do I care about your sexual conquests? And second of all, you're kind of a douche.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't.
But but back to the question. Yeah, why? I don't know.
Okay.
Society, man.
Okay. It's society,
man.
It's just society, man. It's like trees have roots, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we're all one, man. We should all just respect each other's fucking, you know? I respect your genitalia. You are a powerful woman with a powerful vagina. I respect you.
Mm-hmm.
My earth sister. Anyway, Paul then says, a key that opens up any lock is an awesome key. A lock that opens with any key is a shitty lock. And while I do think that's funny,
that is funny. God damn.
It's kind of strange to look at a vagina as a lock. I think. Oh God. I kind of get it in the sense that a key goes into a lock, but beyond beyond that, it doesn't make a lot of sense because, if my dick is the key and your vagina is the lock, what are you keeping in there that I'm after? This is how I'm going to get to your fortune. I know where you girls keep your valuables. Did you know that women, instead of internal organs, have just piles and piles of diamonds and gold chains?
And jewels, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. They're filled to the brim with sapphires and rubies. It's true.
Oh, that's why they love diamonds so much and all that shit, because they want it inside them. Eventually.
They eat them.
Yeah, they eat them.
They need them to sustain their life force. Yeah.
God damn.
And we, as men, it's our job to plunder their vaginas for treasure.
Oh, God. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And monogamy is a ploy made up by women so that we wouldn't be out there plundering a lot of different women.
Yeah.
This keeps some of them safe. It's a necessary sacrifice to keep some of their body jewels protected.
Yeah.
You have to sacrifice a few ladies.
Okay. Oh,
and that's why married women are so angry and bitter, because they've been looted. They're so empty inside.
Oh, man.
They come, they have to sit around the house, and their husband comes home every day in his fancy car that he bought with their internal jewels. This isn't even funny.
It's so stupid.
Oh, God. Okay. That's it for, well, I mean, then Miss Nick made a suspicious face or something. And that's pretty much it for the Facebook and the Twitter. No voicemails this week.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's been kind of light on voicemails lately.
Yeah, what's going on, people?
Yeah. Is our voicemail line broken? I don't think it is. Yeah. I want to hear your sexy, sexy voices.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a couple other things I could talk about, but I'm afraid to.
I say we end it.
Yeah. I should mention one, a couple quick things.
All right.
One is that they're both emails. I got two emails a while ago and forgot to mention either of them.
Oh, shit.
For like weeks now. One was from Beverly Sturgeon. You got this too, I believe. Mm-hmm. She says, "Hi, guys. I don't know what episode it was, but you talked about, I think, Kit and Caboodle."
Oh, God.
"Well, it is a toy, and my daughter had one in the 80s. An 80s toy. It was a girl doll named Kit that you could put on a horse. Caboodle. The horse would move across the floor by itself by using its legs to rock forward. I think the horse was tan colored." Also,
oh, Beverly,
also,
you're killing me.
Also, there was a Kit and Caboodle makeup case too, which my daughter also had. And you guys are pretty good with the karaoke. Thanks for the laugh. Later, oh, Beverly." God. And she attached a picture of the Kit and Caboodle makeup case. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Which is a tiny, tiny thumbnail-sized picture. You can barely even tell
yeah.
that it says Kit and Caboodle on it. But it's purple, just like the Super Nintendo. So thanks for telling us all about your daughter's toys. Did she own everything called Kit and Caboodle?
Yeah.
Also, I think my idea for a Kit and Caboodle product was better. Hammock.
Oh, yeah.
For
yeah.
kittens.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
The other email was one I don't want to talk too much about,
mm-hmm.
Mostly because I don't know that much about it. But Austin Trees sent me an email that said, "Hey, Kyle, on the last show you mentioned Evangelion and how it had Christian mythos for a base of the story or some shit. This is a Devil May Cry style game with the crazy Christian shit mixed with a cool and changing art style. Here is a link to a preview on IGN." And he linked me to a preview of a game called El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron, which is possibly the worst name for a video game I've ever heard.
What was that game I wanted? Shit.
El Shaddai, remember. Ascension of the Metatron, obviously.
Jesus.
It sounds like a Jewish Transformers game. I check it out. I read the preview, but this was a couple weeks ago. I don't remember a ton about it. It does mix religious, like Christian and Hebrew, Abrahamic religion bullshit.
Yeah.
In with sort of Devil May Cry style gameplay. I watched a video of it, and the video I watched was a side-scrolling platforming segment, and it just looked terrible. I don't know. It could be a fun game, but it doesn't interest me. It sounds kind of convoluted, and it sounds like it's taking itself too seriously. Like, from what I read, it's made by a guy who worked on Okami and Devil May Cry, and this is like his personal pet art game project. Mm-hmm. So it sounds a little pretentious to me,
mm-hmm.
and the video didn't look fun. But I kind of like the idea, it's sort of another example of a Japanese person taking Christian mythology and treating it like mythology.
Yeah.
Like we would with any other mythology,
mm-hmm.
but we can't do that over here with Christianity because people take that shit seriously. It's like the one thing we still have left that they're like, it's weird, you know, like Zeus, don't believe in him. Yep. Odin, don't believe in him.
Yep.
Whatever those Indian people believe in,
those
don't
are
believe
silly.
In
them.
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of those are, you kidding me? A blue person with six arms. That's insane.
Yeah.
My God. exists as three different people all at the same time.
Yeah.
One of whom was actually a man, like a living man that he sort of birthed. So did he used to be two people? I don't fucking know. Yep. I just believe this shit.
Jesus.
Whatever. Yeah, so I wanted to touch on those just because I've been meaning to mention them for quite a while, and I hadn't.
Well, I'm glad he did. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess we can cut it off here.
All right.
There were a couple other things. One of the other things I wanted to talk about, but I'm not sure if I should because I don't know if I'll bore the shit out of people, is Ray Kurzweil. He's a futurist and a transhumanist and kind of a nut bar.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it now, but just I'm mentioning it because if you would like me to talk about it, I will bring it up in the next episode if you mention it, listeners.
Sounds good.
Otherwise, the other thing was these Vancouver riots. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
Vancouver lost some hockey game and then... The people of Vancouver lost their fucking minds. and I heard about it for a few days and I was like not interested really.
Yeah.
But then today I finally checked out some of these links I'd been seeing and I watched some YouTube videos and it's way crazier than I thought it was. I assumed they were just running through the streets breaking things.
Yeah.
But they were
like most riders.
They were flipping cars over onto their roofs. They were breaking building like store windows, which that I expected. They were lighting cars on fire.
Oh,
sometimes when people were in them, they were lighting cop cars on fire and flipping cop cars. I saw them like there was at one point there was a crowd trying to flip a truck.
Yeah.
And there was one guy who came in and he was like, don't fucking flip the truck. What is wrong with you people? This is our city. You know, don't fucking you don't even know whose truck this is. Why do you want to flip this truck? And people are making fun of him and chanting, flip the truck. And then at some point he tries to stop somebody and the mob just swarms him. You can't even see where he went.
What the fuck?
He falls down. And then the next time you see him, he's standing up and he got away from the crowd because the riot police showed up. And he's talking to this person videoing him on their cell phone and he's just got blood pouring down his head.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these people. I can't, and we've talked about rioting and mob mentality before, but I don't understand it. Like I understand it kind of academically because I know it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know when you get enough people together, they will do things that they would never do on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, I absolutely cannot imagine being a part of a mob, seeing one of them start to flip a car over, I have no idea whose car this even is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's suggesting we light it on fire. And I'm like, fuck yeah, yeah. Let's do this shit.
Jesus.
For no reason.
Ugh.
But whatever. So I guess I did just bring it up, but that's about all I had to say on the subject. So I guess it's good that we just quickly dealt with it.
That is crazy though.
So I guess that's the end of the show then.
All right. Yeah.
This has been I Just Had a Terrible Thought. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Check us out in the forums, the newly updated and spam-free forums.
Fuck yeah.
ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Check us out on the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/idgehat and twitter.com/idgehat. That's where you can go to answer our crazy what's going on, guys, questions and to see when the new episodes are up. And you can donate.
Yeah, you can.
You can send us all your money for more quality content.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Because we need more quality.
Do you feel like you're not being yelled at for your religious beliefs enough? Well, send a donation our way.
Yeah.
And I will take care of all of your berating needs. All right.
All right. That should do it.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Once again, this has been I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
I Just Had a what?
A terrible thought. God damn. It's been...
Hairball thought.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Once again, this has been I Just Had a Terrible Thought, and we will check you next week.
What?